Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live, for the fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to alexjonesapp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
News today. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
17 days into the return of the Trump administration, we are now at the moment of truth. If they can take out Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth for following Trump's legal and lawful orders, then they will obviously then launch impeachment against Trump for war crimes. The UN will pile on. We know where this is all going. Obama blew up thousands and thousands of people on the seas and in their homes and at weddings, and said that they had the executive power. Now, you can argue those were war crimes, but what Trump is doing is light years more constitutional. But they've got all the former, you know, globalists and establishment people and secretaries of defense out running around saying Hegseth is a war criminal. And I know Trump's not stupid, his administration's not stupid, but anybody telling Trump to cut Hegseth loose in his cabinet is with the bad guys. So rallying behind Hegseth is the same thing as rallying behind President Trump. And again, there's been a big push to bitch and complain about Trump and only focus on how Trump didn't do this or didn't do that. We spend time when he gets off the reservation, we expose bad guys in his administration, but it's night and day compared to the Democrats. Just getting us out of the carbon taxes alone is going to save billions of people. Securing the border, the mass deportations, all of it. It's beautiful. So we need Kennedy in there. We need Hegseth. We need Gabbard. And you notice that this week, but tomorrow, they're going to release the Signalgate stuff from the beginning of the administration, where he got set up with the CIA head and others trying to leak stuff out to make some of the strikes in the Middle East on the Houthis look badly done, or that he's not following intelligence rules. So that's all been set, and now that's coming out in the next few days. South Park produced it weeks ago, but has their special out about Hegseth this week. And so here's the big news. Let me just announce it. There is a live deep state Pentagon coup going right now to remove Hegseth. And if they're able to do that, they believe the path is clear. The globalists will have control of the Pentagon with who they're trying to replace him with, and then they're going to make their move on Trump. So Trump had better know, which he did yesterday in the cabinet meeting, he needs to go 100% behind Hegseth, because Hegseth was following his orders. They're trying to act like it's like kids in cages, and it wasn't Trump, it was Obama, and they knew that. But, oh, he killed people in a boat. Oh, he said kill them. Just all this crap. Yeah, what do you think they do? Drop, you know, pillows on them or something? So when you see, you know, these people out there, they're just piling on. And in my view, anybody pushing this narrative of war crime has been compromised, or they're stupid. So the coup is live. It's going down right now. I'll explain what will happen if we don't back Hegseth versus if we do, and why the deep state's so scared and so upset. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, a legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
If the active coup by the globalists in the Pentagon is successful, removing Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, they are then going to directly move against Trump and claim he's a war criminal as well. This isn't even 2 plus 2 equals 4. This is just the number one. What is it? It's the number one. This is guaranteed. And you can see all the concerted months of planning, all the TV programs, all the documentaries, all the shows, other investigations, Signalgate about to be released in the next 48 hours, all targeting Hegseth right now. South Park specials, everything hitting now. And we have sources inside the Pentagon. I have separate ones that confirm this, and we've got a lot of people in the Pentagon that are obviously giving us information. I'll leave it at that. And so I was already planning to come on air today and say they're launching their full coup against Hegseth and explaining it. Then Laura Loomer, and you know, say what you want about Laura. She's really smart, does a lot of great investigative reporting. I get mad at her because she infights and loves drama queening and stuff, which she thinks she's targeting bad people. I think it's overall destructive. We may lose the House now because MTG's leaving. But whatever. She's still a good person and means well. And when she says she has the sources, she does. Because when I read this, it's all dead on. And I'm talking to her right now. She's trying to get to a place where she has good internet so she can come on. I may just get her on via phone. I was just talking to her 5 minutes ago. Exclusive Secretary of the Army's office plotting a coup at the Pentagon to remove Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth and replace him with the deep staters. It's a long post on X. It's dead on. I don't just believe her and her sources, and she's been proven to be dead on. I already have most of this reverse engineered from my own research. I was literally going to come on and say all this today, and then 30 minutes for the show, they're just handing me stacks of printouts. I send them a lot of stuff I want, and then I just tell them, just bomb me with everything, and they're just bombing me with hundreds of articles and clips, and I went, whoa, and I spent 30 minutes going over this alone because this is dead on. Dead on. And this is what Laura Loomer needs to do is her investigative reporting. What she originally did at Veritas, going back 10 years ago and until I mean, that's what she does. So this is really big. I mean, I cannot describe to you. And then I'm going to show you just examples in the news and culture and this report on Signalgate. Remember that? And they had Waltz in there leaking stuff to the Israelis and all the rest of it and trying to undermine Hegseth. All that's coming to a head right now to drive Hegseth out. And again, it's a no-brainer. If they can say he's a war criminal and committed war crimes, when under the laws of war established by our third president, Thomas Jefferson, if somebody is sending weapons to attack you in a ship or sending drugs that'll kill millions in a ship or any of this, and you've gone and identified with the intelligence and tracked it, know who they are and listened to their communications, and they're coming towards your country, of course you can blow them up. And that's up to the sovereignty of our nation to decide. And if we don't like the president for that, we decide to impeach him or we decide to vote him out. And if some foreign country doesn't like it, well, they got a military better than ours. Well, they can beat us then. But that's up to the commander-in-chief, who is the only person that everybody in the country votes for, has a chance to vote for in that decision. He's the only person that swears an oath that says protect, preserve, and defend. So Trump's done playing games, okay? And if something gets involved with our sovereignty or our people, he goes after it. If it doesn't affect our sovereignty and it's not our jurisdiction, Trump says, that's not my business. Like teaching transgenderism in Afghanistan. He's like, nope, we're not doing that. So I cannot stress to you the magnitude of how big a deal this is. We need to get Flynn on. See if you can get him on, General Flynn. Get Ivan Raiklin on. Because I came in here with massively important news, and most of it ties into this. But then this information is up front. If they can get Hegseth, and I know most of you know this better than I, I'm not lecturing, but people that are new listeners of yours, if they can get Hegseth because, quote, he's a war criminal with no evidence, but they somehow drive him out, that is then at the feet of Trump that ordered him to do it. And it's completely constitutional, completely legal what Trump did. He's the commander-in-chief, vested with that power of a clear and present danger. There are so many laws in Congress since that have been passed that he has that power. And then if we morally don't think it's right, then we push Congress to impeach or we vote his party out. But you got to have somebody vested with the executive power. They wanted George Washington to be a king. He said no. Because they knew they had to have one person that finally calls the shots. Or there's a bunch of infighting and all this crap. Lots of due process back then in England. You know, juries and courts and all of it. But when it got up to the final decisions, they had one person. And then the kings basically became vestigial. Well, Trump's not a king. He's our elected executive representative who has to finally make the decisions. And who has to delegate it out. Hegseth followed his orders. He's done a great job. You know, I know how bad the officer corps is. I know how disgusting it's gotten the last 50 years as they recruited him and sent him to special education, you know, programs, Harvard, you name it, the brainwashment of globalism. But not Hegseth. You know, he's not one of these guys that gave himself bronze stars in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's not playing army like the guy was ever in the army, says Senator Kelly. And he always stood up for the troops when people tried to railroad him. And when the leftist JAG officers tried to target him for doing their jobs, he was a champion of that. And has an incredible record. So good the Marines hired him when he got out of the Army to come run an entire office of the Marine Corps for their future readiness and force projection structure. And he was early on so smart, he was already, when he wasn't deployed to two tours in Iraq and two tours to Afghanistan, he was already working right under the Secretary of Defense as their, you know, direct attaché. So Hegseth didn't just get this job because he's a Fox News host, okay? It's not true. He's smart. He's got a lot of energy. And most importantly, he'll follow Trump's orders. And that's why they're scared, because they're about to release next week, which they shouldn't announce this month before the date. Trump always gives the dates, and they do it, and that gives the bad guys chances to change the subject. Next week, they release the report on the Afghan withdrawal 2021 by Biden. And in the next few weeks, they got other reports coming out about Milley working with the Chi-Coms and saying he was the president and he had the nukes and Trump wasn't. All this stuff's about to come out. And they know about the ongoing attempted Pentagon coups when Trump was president-elect. It got exposed, the undercover videos with the top generals plotting all this. But before they can have their main coup against Trump in America, they got to get control of the Pentagon. That's pretty obvious, right? That's self-explanatory. So to take over the castle, they got to blast open the main big fortress gate. And right now they got a giant battering ram. Pull up Lord of the Rings, battering ram minus Tirith. They got a big giant battering ram and they're just crashing it into the Pentagon. The orcs are, and that steel door, that 300-foot door, that's Pete Hegseth. And they knocked that door down. They're going to be inside the first main ring of the city, and the real fun's going to start. Then they're going to go after Trump. 100%. They're not going to wait to lose the midterms next year. They're going to go directly with hysteria, directly with calls to impeachment. There's such a tiny majority in the House. We know there's Republicans that have been, you know, blackmailed or whatever, other ones that have been mistreated, so they're out. All of you that wanted to make it like a game, oh, screw them, we're with Trump. Very foolish. Trump makes mistakes. We don't try to exacerbate them. Yeah, here is the deep state right now. Actual footage at the Pentagon today of the Democrat Party with the deep state globalist generals trying to remove Pete Hegseth. So, I mean, that's what we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen. So, and here they come. So, I'm just telling you right now, you want to lose the whole country and the world, we're almost there. All these coups they've carried out, the ones that failed, the ones that succeeded, stealing 2020, they don't give up. That's why it was beyond critical to mass indict their asses, not out of vengeance, not out of retribution, not out of tit for tat, eye for an eye. They're criminals. They committed mass crimes, and they're going to keep doing it until they are smashed. And most lawyers and most politicians know that they've got a chance of getting back in, and they've been on TV, Hakeem Jeffries, Schumer, all of them saying, when we get back in, we're putting you all in prison. We're putting millions of you in prison. And a lot of people go, well, then I'll just slow roll it behind the scenes, go have dinner with you, like Todd Blanche does with all the Democrats. He's a Democrat. Gets caught constantly with CNN, all of them, meeting with the Democrats. He's just playing both sides so he can just, you know, that's a safer thing for him. Well, the whole society's collapsing, Jack. Selling out might have worked decades ago. We're at the end of the era. We're in a new turning, a revolutionary period. That won't work for you cowards anymore. You understand, like, going along with the system is the most dangerous thing now. People ask, well, how do you take them on? Aren't you? I'm more scared of them succeeding than I am for my own personal safety. Yeah, I don't like risking my life. I don't like messing with these dangerous criminals, but they're so crazy. And when they're in control of the ship, they're like a boat captain in the Amazon steering the crew towards a 1,000-foot waterfall. And if I'm like tackling the captain and trying to get control of the wheel, people go, man, you know, the captain and his first mate are, you know, pretty big guys. You know, you're fighting them. Aren't you scared of them? I'm 1,000 times more scared of going over the edge of this freaking 1,000-foot waterfall. We're all going to die. No, I'm not scared of the crazy captain. So, the coup is live. And it's not just Hegseth. And then Trump. If they can get Hegseth, also it greenlights all the other attacks on Gabbard, who they're trying to get rid of, RFK Jr., the list goes on and on. And again, it's easy to Monday morning quarterback and sit back and say, this could be done better, that could be done better. That's fine, because they listen to us and we get a lot of change through it. But when you just throw your hands up and say, oh, they're all bad, they're all corrupt, I'm done, that's the worst possible thing. Because like I said, the stuff we're getting out of these appointees is literally 90% better than it was in his first administration. I mean, this is historic. The globals are having their funding cut off. They're being exposed. All over the world, populists are winning. They are in deep crap, and massive corruption they've been involved in is coming out, and Trump's finding his executive power to to overturn 92% of everything Biden did with the auto pin. And to just say we're deporting all the illegals and we're zero new immigration. And okay, we'll go ahead and get rid of the, you know, most of the H-1B visas. It's happening. Trump is course correcting, and that's why they're crapping their britches. But even before I saw Laura Loomer's coup information from high-level sources, and she's got them, I was already going to come in here and say this today and then show all the articles and reports and everything firing right now, set up for months, ahead of the reports Trump ordered done by the Pentagon that come out next week, the week, and the week after, on all the incredible corruption under O'Biden. They want to change the subject from all that. You know, the Pentagon today has all these reporters with their chief accountant, our own Brianna Morello, is in three-hour meetings right now with the head accountant of the Pentagon with total transparency about where the tens of trillions missing is. Remember, Rumsfeld, 2 days before 9/11, gave a press conference about $2.2 trillion missing. And then 9/11 happened. Now it's over, what, $15 trillion or something? Some numbers are $20 trillion. I mean, our reporter is there right now, in the Pentagon, meeting on this. You want reform? You want transparency? You got it with EGSEF. Because obviously that money wasn't stolen by the Pentagon. They used the Pentagon to launder the money. Catherine Austin Fitz has exposed it. She used to head up a federal agency. She's tracked it back. It's going into underground bases, literally. Secret space program, all sorts of other secretive black budget operations. You know, back in the 80s, they go $800 toilets, $700 hammers. The Pentagon wasn't paying that much for those. They were using it as the money laundering mechanism. So let's go to a clip from yesterday where Trump does back Hegseth. Well, you better back him. You told him to do it. I looked at the law, the Constitution, the precedent set by Jefferson. 100% you have that. But now it's a perception battle, so you better keep backing him. Here's the clip.
As far as the attack is concerned, I still haven't gotten a lot of information because I rely on Pete. But to me, it was an attack. It wasn't one strike, two strikes, three strikes. Somebody asked me a question about the second strike. I didn't know about the second strike. I didn't know anything about people. I wasn't involved in it. I knew they took out a boat. But I would say this. They had a strike. I hear the gentleman that was in charge of that is extraordinary. He's an extraordinary person. I'll let Pete speak about him. But Pete was satisfied. Pete didn't know about second attack having to do with two people. I guess Pete would have to speak to it. I can say this. I want those boats taken out. And if we have to, we'll attack on land also, just like we attack on sea. And there's very little coming in by sea. I think we've knocked out over 90% of it. There's very little, and I understand that. There's very little. We're saving hundreds of thousands of lives with those pinpoint attacks. Now, they've done an amazing job, and Pete has done an amazing job. Pete, you could probably better answer the question.
No, you're spot on, sir. And I wish everybody could be in the room watching our professionals like Mitch Bradley, Admiral Mitch Bradley, and others at JSOC and SOCOM and other commanders, the deliberative process, the detail, the rigorous, the intel, the legal, the evidence-based way that we're able to, with sources and methods that we can't reveal here, make sure that every one of those drug boats is tied to a designated terrorist organization. We know who's on it, what they're doing, what they're carrying. All these white bales are not Christmas gifts from Santa. This is drugs running on four-motor fast boats or submarines that we've also struck. No one's fishing on a submarine. And I have empowered them to make that call. Now, the first couple of strikes, as you would, as any leader would want, you want to own that responsibility. So I said, I'm going to be the one to make the call after getting all the information and make sure it's the right strike. That was September 2nd. There's a lot of intelligence that goes into that, building that case and understanding that. A lot of people providing information. I watched that first strike live. As you can imagine, at the Department of War, we got a lot of things to do. So I didn't stick around for the hour and 2 hours, whatever, where all the sensitive site exploitation digitally occurs. So I moved on to my next meeting. A couple of hours later, I learned that commander had made which he had the complete authority to do, and by the way, Admiral Bradley made the correct decision to ultimately sink the boat and eliminate the threat. He sunk the boat, and eliminated the threat. And it was the right call. We have his back, and the American people are safer because narco terrorists know you can't bring drugs through the water and eventually on land if necessary
to
the American people. We will eliminate that threat, and we're proud to do it.
So you didn't see any survivors, to be clear, after that first strike?
I did not personally see survivors, but I stand because the thing was on fire. It was exploded in fire and smoke. You can't see anything. You got digital. This is called the fog of war. This is what you and the press don't understand. You sit in your air-conditioned offices or up on Capitol Hill and you nitpick and you plant fake stories in the Washington Post about kill everybody, phrases on anonymous sources not based in anything, not based in any truth at all. And then you want to throw out really irresponsible terms about American heroes, about the judgment that they made. I wrote a whole book on this topic because of what politicians and the press does to warfighters. President Trump has empowered commanders to do what is necessary, which is dark and difficult things in the dead of night on behalf of the American people. We support them, and we will stop the poisoning of the American people.
And Mr. Secretary, on the second strike, you said it happened more than an hour after the first. Did I hear it correctly?
I couldn't tell you the exact amount of time.
Minutes, or you are not in the room, is what you're saying.
I already stated my answer quite clearly.
So we lost last year more than 200,000 people, dead people. But these people have killed over 200,000 people, actually killed over 200,000 people last year. And those numbers are down. Those numbers are down. They're way down. And they're down because we're doing these strikes. And we're going to start doing those strikes on land, too. You know, the land is much easier. It's much easier. And we know the routes they take. We know everything about them. We know where they live. We know where the bad ones live. And we're going to start that very soon, too.
Mr. President, thank you so much.
All right, folks. So, again, I've studied the military, never been in it, but I've studied it from the top to the bottom. I understand our military very well. But, again, Hegg said didn't do what they said he did. If he did it, it's legal and lawful. Obviously, they're trying to take out a boat. You keep bombing it till it's totally destroyed and everybody's dead. That's the mission. Kill people, break things. But they know the public doesn't understand this in general, so they're playing these games. Like everything else they do, over and over and over again to do what? To say, Hegg says illegitimate, Trump's illegitimate, anybody that backs him is illegitimate, just like the 2016 election was illegitimate, he's a Russian agent, on and on and on. They do the same thing. The Border Patrol's illegitimate, the National Guard's illegitimate, ICE is illegitimate, your local police need to be defunded, they're all criminals, are illegitimate. Only the Soros, DAs, and judges, they're good, and they release the criminals. All right, Laura Loomer, that's at the heart of breaking a lot of this new information, is scheduled to be calling in here right now, so we'll hopefully get her in the next few minutes of this break. Please remember, this is an info war. Notice the media attacks Hegseth all over for doing lots of interviews. That's 90% of war. They don't want us communicating. They want this show off the air. We are the info war. We have the truth. They have the lies. So please support us. Get great products while you do it. Biggest sale in the history of thealexjonesstore.com right now. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That doesn't mean buy one of the same and one free. That's usually a great deal. We do it sometimes. This is buy a $20 supplement, get the $40 one free. The ultramethylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the ultimate life force, all of it, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Check it all out now and keep us on the air. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for your support. We can't win this war without you. The 12 days of Christmas sale is here at TheAlexJonesStore.com. For the next 12 days, we will be running a series of limited time sales. All supplements while supplies last are buy one, get one free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement free. This isn't buy one supplement, the same supplement, like ultramethylene blue, get another one free. This is you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $40 supplement free. I mean, this is an insanely good deal. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Sunday, December 7th. Visit TheAlexJonesStore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. Every purchase gets 50x entries to win our Jeep Rubicon 392. Oh, my God. I drove one of those. Just amazing. So smooth. This is not your granddaddy's Jeep. Every purchase gets 50x entries this week. Every time you buy something, you're putting 50 times in the sweepstakes to win our Jeep Rubicon 392, 10K cash on top of it, and brand new Ford Raptor, 10K cash for that. This only happens every few months at a crossover where we're about to end one sweepstakes and a new one's beginning. So there's this 1 week period every 2 months where when you enter to win, you can potentially win both vehicles. And it obviously increases your chance of winning one. The bigger issue is it funds this operation. And we can't do it without you. And we have changed the world together. And InfoWars is more influential than ever thanks to you being in the InfoWar. Everything I sell is the very best supplement we can get, the very best highly rated. I take it all. It has changed my life taking the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Bovine Colostrum. These aren't sexy names, but boy, they have sexy effects. The Ultra Methylene Blue. And again, consult your physician before you take Methylene Blue. Ours is medical grade, the strongest out there. Talk to your physician first before you take it. This isn't a game. But Bovine Colostrum, should probably rerun that ad. It was just me at dinner for my dad's birthday in November, right after he had open heart surgery. Thank God it went well. And they had just gotten my Bovine Colostrum before we even rolled it out a few months before. And my mother's like, our hair, our nails, our skin, this is insane. Well, Bovine Colostrum works really great. This is the best. We got the private label, the best that's out there. That's just an example of what is available at thealexjonesstore.com. So you can buy any supplement, buy one, get any other supplement you want free, and you've got just 5 days to do it until the 7th of December, 2025. And it's a total win-win. But you're going to get the Bovine Colostrum and have a great effect. You're going to get the Methylene Blue and have an incredible effect. You're going to get the Irish Sea Moss and have a great effect. Now, things like the Irish Sea Moss and Shilajit take a week or so to build up to feel the effects. Same with Bovine Colostrum. Not the case with Methylene Blue. Not the case with our turmeric. That is the strongest. 95% cumanoid. The average turmeric product's 4%. Still works great for inflammation and, you know, helps your overall immune system and health. So these are all game-changing, amazing products at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you all for your support. Wide selection of Patriot apparel, you name it. Do your Christmas shopping with us. Ball caps, T-shirts, hoodies, limited edition sweaters. Don't fight the crowds. Get great deals and support the InfoWar. Just decide to do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com and let's continue to change the world together.
In the heart of Texas, where the wild coyotes roam, stood the Alex Jones Store, his merry home. The shelves were stacked high with Shilajit, turmeric, bovine colostrum, too. And he was always stocked high with the precious Methylene Blue. But up on Mount Microchip lived the Grinchiest Grinch that ever was cast. And he stuffed all the supplements in his bag with glee. He took Methylene Blue, Red, Ultimate Life Force, and the Shilajit. In the morning, Alex appeared with a shout. The Globalist Grinch just robbed my Christmas shop. To be continued.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Fortune tanto vulnera, sibilantibus obselis, potsu amici vulnera, sutra di prebelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right. She just joined us for 5-6 minutes. She's going to join us again coming up the next hour. She's got to break away and go to another meeting with more intel on this. Investigative journalist, Trump confidant, longtime investigative reporter and friend of mine, Laura Loomer, has broken major news about an ongoing coup inside the Pentagon to remove Hegseth, claiming war crimes with no evidence ahead of all the investigations coming out next week that he was ordered to do against Biden and others for the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan and more. This is all highly coordinated to give us a first snapshot look at how urgent this is. If they can clear the way to get control of the Pentagon, then they're clear for their full Podesta plan coup. But Laura Loomer, at Laura Loomer on X, posted a detailed breakdown. But just to give us a snapshot of this, and she'll be joining us again in about 30 minutes in the second hour. Laura, thank you for coming on. This is very urgent. I just wanted to get this out right now. Give us a boil down.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for having me on, Alex. People can review this report on my X account. And I broke a story the other day, the first day of the Pentagon press corps orientation, about this coup against Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. And my sources, high-level sources here inside the Pentagon, have told me that the stories that are being planted against Secretary of War Hegseth are coming from inside Secretary of Army Dan Driscoll's office. And you know, if people have been following my reporting over the last few months, they know that I have, you know, called out the Army Secretary multiple times for, you know, some of his behavior since he has been the Army Secretary, including going jogging with Eugene Vindman, one of the architects of the impeachment against President Trump. He colluded with his brother, Alexander Vindman, as you know, also to highlighting and platforming a Medal of Honor recipient who spoke while in his uniform at the DNC convention in 2016, bashing President Trump. And we know that's a, you know, violation. You're not supposed to engage in partisan political behavior while you're in uniform. And so, you know, every single time that I have, you know, called the Army Secretary out, I've been told, oh, well, you know, he's a nice guy. He's friends with J.D. Vance. He went to law school. He went to Yale with J.D. Vance. Well, you know, he keeps on having these faux pas, right? These little, you know, what we'd call like a whoopsie daisy, right? Oh, well, I'll do better next time. I'll do better next time. He was recently on an interview with Dasha Burns of Politico, and they asked him about Pete Hegseth's gender requirements here at the Department of War, and how, you know, he's opposed to women serving in combat. And when the Army Secretary was asked about this, he said, well, you know, I was in the woods, I was in training with men and women, and I couldn't tell a difference between a man and a woman. I mean, he literally said that. It's completely in violation of, you know, the new Department of War standards combating wokeism. And so now it's even more concerning to find out that individuals in the Army Secretary's office who, you know, want Dan Driscoll to assume the role of Secretary of War are planting these stories. Now, upon my investigation, I discovered that that Dan Driscoll is very good friends with Maggie Goodlander, one of the Seditious Six, ironically, right? I mean, this is a woman who is in the Navy. She's a Democrat member of Congress in New Hampshire, encouraging members of the armed services to not comply with orders from the commander in chief. And the Army Secretary is friends with this woman. It's a little disturbing, in my opinion. Who is she married to? She is married to Jake Sullivan, the former Biden National Security Advisor, who was recently stripped of his security clearance by the Trump administration for his involvement in Russiagate. And so, you know, you have to ask yourself, why is the Army Secretary associated with people like Jake Sullivan and Maggie Goodlander? Why is it that Pete Hegseth barely got confirmed in front of the Senate because the Democrats viciously opposed him, but the Democrats unanimously supported Dan Driscoll? Why is it that the Democrats hate Pete Hegseth, but the Democrats love Dan Driscoll? I mean, Jake Sullivan was literally a reference for his Senate confirmation hearing. And a couple weeks later, he had his security clearance revoked by the president for engaging in treasonous behavior. And Jake Sullivan's wife, Maggie Goodlander, gave a $2,800 max donation to Army Secretary Dan Driscoll's congressional campaign when he ran for office in North Carolina. And so, you know, I find it to be quite disturbing when you look at the individuals who attended the wedding of Jake Sullivan and Maggie Goodlander. We're talking about Victoria Nuland, the queen of color revolutions, right? Obama put her in charge of the color revolutions in Ukraine. And well, where's Dan Driscoll? He's in Ukraine, right? Why is it that Dan Driscoll didn't tell anybody at the Department of War that he was going to Ukraine? How come we didn't tell Secretary Hegseth that he was going to Ukraine? I find it to be very bizarre. And if I was Pete Hegseth, I'd put my head on a swivel because, well, they're not getting these planted stories from nowhere. Clearly, people inside the Department of War are working with the deep state and the fake news media to undermine Hegseth because ultimately they want to stage a coup. And this is why it's all coming out at the same time. All the attacks on Secretary of War Hegseth regarding the strikes in Venezuela, the Signalgate report, they want him out because, you know, he is the he's what President Trump would call central casting for you know, this the warrior spirit or the warrior mentality that we want our members of the armed services to embody here at the Department of War.
All right, I want to go through your breakdown because I know you always do great investigations and you're super accurate, but I've already investigated a lot of this and know a lot of pieces, so I know it's accurate. And I have a lot of information you may not know, so we need to share this together. But this is me maximum red alert. If they can get Hegseth claiming he's a war criminal without any evidence, it'll kill all the investigations. Then they're going to try to impeach Trump when they steal the midterms or even earlier, come in with this war crime thing. They are full court press right now. So I know you've got to go into another meeting. We actually got
they want to get somebody who's sympathetic with them in his role. They want to replace, the Democrats want to replace Pete Hegseth with Dan Driscoll.
Well,
which is why
this is a Pentagon coup. I mean, exactly. Before they can do the larger Podesta plan Democrat coup, right, they've been calling for, civil war, saying Trump's Hitler, the military needs a revolt. Well, you start your revolt by removing the loyal Secretary of Defense. I mean, this is simple. He's the top domino. Hegseth and the Pentagon's the ace of spades. I mean, this is maximum, absolute. Everybody needs to be defending Hegseth, and instead, it's you know, they're making their main move against him, Laura, and other people. It's like crickets. Thank God you're always there. You know, sometimes
they want to replace him because they want somebody who's not as conservative and pro-Trump as Pete Hegseth, because in order for them to be successful in their coup, not just against Hegseth, but against President Trump, they need to stop the militarization of the border. They have to stop the deployment of the National Guard to deal with riots.
Which is all constitutional, which they've said is illegal.
But they need somebody who is going to do what they said. They already told you the game plan in their video that they recorded, this Edition 6. They don't want you to comply with orders. They want to gaslight you into thinking that you are engaging in illegal orders, right? When what they're doing, last time I checked, staging a coup from inside the Pentagon was illegal. Staging a coup against the president of the United States was illegal. So, you know, these people should take their own advice when it comes to illegal orders.
Well, I know you got to go into a meeting right now. Join us at 5 after next hour. We'll talk to you in about 25 minutes. Loomer.com. People can read your excellent breakdown exclusive report at Laura Loomer on X. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on. Bye.
Now, I don't get up here and get hysterical about something for no reason. Nobody's talking about how they're trying to drive Hegseth out right now. It's full court press all over the place, all this disinfo, all these lies, and if they can drive him out, Trump needs to understand you're next. And I know Trump understands that and he likes Hegseth, so this probably isn't going to go anywhere, but if we sit here on our hands, it will. They want control of the Pentagon. And now it's hitting the news. Army Secretary's office plotting coup against Hegseth. Absolutely. But it's a coup against Trump. They've been telling the military, don't follow the orders. They're illegal, but they're not illegal. Now they say Hegseth is giving illegal orders and is a war criminal. Get rid of him. They want to spin it and say, sir, get rid of Hegseth. Blame him. It's not illegal. Don't do it. Don't throw Hegseth under the bus, which I don't expect Trump to do. But that is the attempt. That is what's going on. That is what's happening right now. So for some context, let's play clip 2, 9, and 10. This is Obama's defense secretary, Leon Panetta, who did commit war crimes, killed thousands and thousands of people with no evidence, no intel. They blow up a whole wedding to get one bad guy, and it turned out most of the time wasn't even a bad guy there. They blow up ships, you name it, not even in our hemisphere, but that's okay. Now Leon Panetta comes out and says that Pete Hegseth is a war criminal. See, they think by claiming he gave an order to bomb the boat twice, Trump won't understand that they've been saying the boat bombings are illegal themselves. So they hope Trump goes, oh, Hegseth did something wrong, I'll cover my ass, get rid of him. No, no, no. It's meant to say blowing up the drug boats is illegal to begin with, which they're now saying. And they got these White House lawyers and they don't even understand all this, or traitors that are manipulating Trump into this. This is not my first rodeo. And then clip nine, the war press secretary responding to this. And then clip 10, where Trump says, yeah, we're going to take these globalists out. But this is a big deal, folks. They're making their move. Here's those clips.
There is no lawyer that I'm aware of who indicates that that second strike is not a war crime. These are individuals in the water who were wounded. It is against the law to strike and kill those individuals. They did that. As far as I'm concerned, there is a war crime involved here, and it's for that reason that I think we need to hold people accountable. Secretary of Defense should be somebody who stands by the law.
By the way, start this over at the beginning. Obama and his Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, and Al Gore said, we need an Arab Spring. And they went and funded the Muslim Brotherhood to overthrow elected governments and our allies and blow up thousands of churches and mass murder and have Muslims invade Africa. All the stuff you see came out of Obama. I mean, these are just mass murdering. The UN will go in the Congo to take over some land for a lithium mine and just line up 5,000 villagers and machine gun them. It even comes out in the news. I mean, these are the masters of war crimes. And then they turn around and tell us, it's like the UN's War Crime Council is made up of the biggest war criminals there are. Yeah, these are fishermen, they say, in their submarines. So start the clip over. Here it is.
There is no lawyer that I'm aware of who indicates that that second strike is not a war crime. These were individuals in the water who were wounded. It is against the law to strike and kill those individuals. They did that. As far as I'm concerned, there is a war crime involved here, and it's for that reason that I think we need to hold people accountable. Secretary of Defense should be somebody who stands by the law, who stands by the requirements that you have to put in place if you're going to responsibly conduct aggressive action against anybody. That's the responsibility of the Secretary of Defense. He ought to be taking that responsibility and not trying to move it to others who are basically following his orders.
So, Mr. Secretary, when you say that people have to be held accountable, what does accountability look like?
Accountability is a court-martial for somebody in the military if they broke the military code of justice in the implementation of these orders. And for the Secretary of Defense, very frankly, it has to be disciplinary action from the President of the United States. The President said he was told that the Secretary had nothing to do with it. Well, that's not turning out to be the case.
Thanks, Jordan Conrad from Gateway Pundit. I wanted to ask you, in May, the Secretary announced a new investigation into the Afghanistan withdrawal under Biden. In light of the recent events with one of these refugees killing a service member, is there any updates on that investigation?
I don't have any updates for you at this time, but I can tell you that the review that we're doing into the horrendous Afghanistan withdrawal under the previous administration, the Biden administration, is expected to be complete by summer of 2026. And we are committed to ensuring that this review, unlike others, is much more unredacted, that the American people are able to consume the report for themselves and see what truly happened on that fateful day and that fateful withdrawal. And we owe it to our service members to accomplish that. The review is being led by our chief Pentagon spokesman and senior advisor to the secretary, Sean Parnell, an Afghan veteran himself. And he takes very seriously the responsibility to getting answers to the American people. So we are committed to that 100%. And in summer 2026, the public will be able to have that report.
We lost last year. I think it was more than that, but, you know, people don't like saying it because they always said 100,000, 115,000, numbers we've been hearing for years. So we lost last year more than 200,000 people, dead people, ruined families beyond the 200,000. And those 200,000, that family will never be the same. But these people have killed over 200,000 people, actually killed over 200,000 people last year. And those numbers are down. Those numbers are down. They're way down. And they're down because we're doing these strikes, and we're going to start doing those strikes on land, too. You know, the land is much easier. It's much easier. And we know the routes they take. We know everything about them. We know where they live. We know where the bad ones live. And we're going to start that very soon, too.
Mr. President, thank you so much, Mr. President.
You know what? While we start that, we're going to drive those numbers down so low. And then you're going to have families be able to live without the fear of their son or daughter just having a pill to have a little fun and ending up dying within a period of 60 seconds, right? No, we're not going to let that happen. We're not going to let it continue to happen. What Biden did to this country by allowing all these people, and I call them animals in many cases, I think they're animals, to come into our country and destroy our country and let all those drugs pour in, let people just walk across the border like it was nothing. You look at them, a lot of them.
Let's stop right here. Say, oh, let's stop. Trump has a phobia of drugs, which is how deadly they are nowadays is smart. You know, we have phobias of black widows and rattlesnakes because you're supposed, you know, you get up to the edge of a cliff, you may be the toughest guy around. You're at a 2,000-foot cliff. You get that feeling in your stomach. You're scared. Your brain's like, get back. We have those fears for a reason. Like Islamophobia, you should be scared. Pedophobia, you should be scared. You got the, you know, you got those instincts for a reason. You ever get your car up to 170 miles an hour out in the middle of nowhere and you're like, maybe I shouldn't be doing this? Not that I ever have, at least not in a decade. Yeah, I've done it. I had a car up to 170, just pulls past you. But kickstart the heart. The point here is that the final briefings that Trump's been given, you've gotten all the briefings here on air. You saw Trump post the Patrick Byrne interview yesterday. From a few days ago. I mean, he is a national security agent. I'm not going to get into what agency or group that's classified, but he's been one of the main case officers over Venezuela for over 15 years, expert. And that's why the president posted that interview where we were, you know, getting into all that and breaking it down, and also Michelle Obama heavily involved in the auto pen. The reason I mention that is Trump isn't going to give you the classified information. He's not going to explain the real reason. I mean, yeah, the fentanyl and the cocaine and the heroin and all that's part of it. And Venezuela is the main controller of Mexico with China backing it and the Democrats and elements of the CIA laundering the money and stealing the elections. So Trump is using executive power to blow up their election fraud. That's why this is being done. And he's not going to tell you that. He's not going to say we're doing this to cut the money off from the Democrats and cut off their fraudulent machines and all the rest of it. And you notice Maduro's like, we'll give you the gold. We'll give you the oil. We don't want that. Now suddenly the Venezuelan election companies are like, oh, being bought by Republican firms. And, you know, they're claiming they've rolled over. They're going to stop doing it. Then we find out those Republicans are double agents. So Trump tries to go in and get states and holds back money to stop but mail-in voting and dead people voting and all of it. But he runs into the courts and the Democrats blocking him. And sure, he overrides it later because it's constitutional. But he can get stuff done with executive power, and that's what he's doing. But instead, the left is just hyping up the late-night comics and South Park and all the rest of it, just a bunch of hype. That, you know, ICE is killing people and Secretary Noem is shooting kittens and dogs. None of that's real. And, you know, Trump's having sex and impregnating the devil. It's all just childish crap. And notice all the productions for months focusing now to today with South Park's new show targeting Hegseth. Right when his reports next week about the Afghan withdrawal and all of it get ready to come out. The first preliminary reports. This is all to get rid of somebody doing his job. And once they have control of the Pentagon, then they're greenlit to go at Trump and the American people. It's that simple. Here's a clip from South Park attacking Hegseth. It's clip 27.
Commitment, strength, the ability to obliterate our enemies. That is the Department of War. What's up, guys? I'm Pete Hegseth. We're outside this woke liberal town that is actually defying our government. And nobody defies the Department of War. Pete Hegseth will do whatever it takes. I'm here to kick bubble gum and chew ass. And I am all out of ass. I'll do whatever's necessary to get the job done. Oh, yeah, look at that. That's the President of the United States calling me right now. Yes, Mr. President.
Hegseth, what the f*** are you doing? Did you get Peter Thiel?
No, sir. We were unable to extract the prisoner. We were met with resistance from the woke local.
To do. We need Peter Thiel here at the White House.
Sir, yes, sir. I'm going to need the full might of the Department of War. I'll need all our tanks and guns and dudes.
Then you got it. Just get us the prisoner no matter what it takes.
Hell yeah.
And Hegseth, don't just make a bunch of content. Like, actually go and do something.
Be sure to like and subscribe, guys.
Yes, sir, Mr. President, I will make this town pay.
So Trump's getting ready to attack towns with tanks. That's the story. He's going to come kill everybody. Well, they've been killing us with the illegals and the fentanyl and the lawlessness. And, oh, Trump's coming to kill the local police. You mean the local government that's going to do uprisings? No, the police are on his side. So it's the same story over and over and over again. None of it's real, but they don't care. All right, Laura Loomer has got a lot more. She said, hey, I can come on a little bit later. I said, well, just come on now by the time you guys. I want to get that out. Because she's dead on about this. I want to go through it all and the specifics of it and who's who and this ongoing coup. Straight ahead for about 20, 30 minutes with her. Then I'm going to shift gears into everything else that connects to this, the border, the economy, the latest developments, the Islamic attacks, all of it, and what we can do to stand effectively against this. But remember, I need funds to fight the deep state. We're getting ready to file a serious civil rights lawsuit. We already filed a bunch, got the intel, but the big one's coming out. Probably this week, maybe early next week, but it is going to be bombshell, the stuff you don't even know about yet. The FBI, the CIA, running all their operations against us, you name it. But it takes money to do this and to have the network operate and all the rest of it. Hell, we may save InfoWars. Go right now to thealexjonesstore.com, make a sale in our history, buy any supplement, and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement, get a $40 one free. Huge sale. It's only running for this particular sale until Friday. It's all part of the 12 Days of Christmas. There's other specials coming up as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you so much for keeping us on the air.
Right now on TheAlexJonesStore.com, you get buy one, get one free for any supplement. That includes our incredible Ultramethylene Blue, either the tincture or the capsules, as well as the Shilajit gummies, the Colostrum Plus, the Bovine Colostrum Plus, the Irish Sea Moss gummies. I mean, there's a lot of really incredible stuff. I'm here in studio with Patrick Byrne. I know you're a big fan of the Ultramethylene Blue. Right now, that's buy one, get one free. All supplements, buy one, get one free. It's the Black Friday, came early, mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, we have a new deal. It's the Hat of the Month Club, where you can sign up and get a new hat every month, which is very fun. Of course, Christmas is coming up, folks. It'll be here before you know it. So do your Christmas shopping for the info warriors in your life. Patrick, you still all hopped up on Methylene Blue?
I am. I pilfer a bottle every time I come. You guys pay me in Methylene Blue. And right. when it's been more than 60 days since I've been here, so I run out, I will absolutely notice within a few days. A few days, my life goes back to being a little more lethargic than I should, wanting to sleep in. And it's not like speed or something. This is something, it's just you feel healthier.
It's like a clean, smooth energy. It's not coffee where you're sort of jittery. It's just like, it's like putting super gasoline in your car rather than the regular stuff. It's subtle, but you notice it.
You do.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.